Good evening again, Audio Boobies. Here I am already for Eurovision 5. They've just announced the results of the first semi-final, and I warn you, this is going to be a little ranty and a little sweary. So definitely not, or definitely NSFW and 18+. Anyway, what the fucking hell is going on with voting in Europe again? Only the countries taking part in the semi-final can vote, and you can't vote for your own country. Plus, there is also a national jury that votes, allocating points in the same way. Those are combined to give the results. But how on earth, in the name of God and any other divine being, did Greece get through? They had in no way deserved it. The rapper was flat. How can a rapper be flat? But he was. They sang so badly. Georgia is the most dreadful dirge, just about, that I've heard, save for Bulgaria a few years ago. And, you know, the only decent entry that got through was Iceland. I mean, Azerbaijan and Serbia, Lithuania aren't bad, but for God's sake, Europe, what the hell are you playing at? Norway's performance was terrible. They unfortunately suffered from, you know, the Gemini curse. They started off badly, got better, but unfortunately it was too late. They were also very early in the running order. Very surprised Malta didn't get through, and I think it's very disappointing. But I don't know what the hell's going on. I used to get more right than I have done, so apologies if you were thinking that I knew what I was talking about. Clearly I don't. Having said that, I do know more than Scott Mills and Sarah Cox. I mean, for God's sake, she is such an amateur. She couldn't interview a dead snail if she needed to. And I have no idea why they got rid of the lovely Sarah Caywood, who really enjoyed Eurovision, and Paddy O'Connell, because they were just so funny and clever, and they knew what they were talking about. Really disappointed until such time as Iceland got through as the last country. I was on the verge of boycotting the final and not even going. I mean, it's that bad. Hopefully it won't be quite so bad with the second semi-final, and I might revise my predictions, listen to the songs again. I think it's a pretty much guarantee that Ireland will get through, but we'll have to wait and see. Anyway, very disappointed. I'm off to bed now because I have to get up early in the morning for an early meeting. Speak to you all on Thursday. Bye.